You remember that law passed in Uganda last December, the Anti-Homosexuality Act? It criminalizes LGBT people and even anyone promoting gay rights. The penalty? A life sentence in jail. Now a group is challenging the law in constitutional court in the capital, Kampala. Lester Fader has been covering the news out of Uganda for BuzzFeed.
Back when the law was finally passed, and folks may remember that this has been debated for several years, and it had sort of quieted down. And then kind of out of nowhere, on the last day of the parliamentary session in December, the speaker brought it up for a vote. And at the time, the president's representative in parliament called for a quorum call. The speaker ignored the quorum call and passed the legislation anyway. So when the arguments began today, the first question the court took up was whether the law was lawfully passed in the first place because there was no quorum.
And as for the Anti-Homosexuality Act itself, you said it's been debated, had been debated for several years prior to its getting passed in December. Who actually wanted that law in the first place?
It came out of, in part, a meeting of some American evangelical anti-gay activists who were invited to Uganda by some religious leaders and anti-gay activists in the country. And that kind of catalyzed what was not a major issue in Uganda into something that became a very prominent political issue.
The Ugandan Constitutional Court, I gather, has ruled in favor of LGBT rights in the past. So what needs to happen now for this law to be repealed?
That's correct. There have been a couple important cases. The first one was brought back in 2006. In this case, a person named Victor Mukasa, who was a trans activist who at the time was the head of this group, Sexual Minorities Uganda, which is known as SMUG, his house was raided. And so he sued the Attorney General of Uganda essentially for an unlawful search of his house. And after a few years in the courts, he actually won a judgment in his favor in 2008. And then not long after that, David Kato, who was another activist involved with SMUG, brought a lawsuit against a tabloid called Rolling Stone, which had been publishing a series of articles outing Ugandan gay people.
And obviously not the American Rolling Stone.
Not the American Rolling Stone, that's right. And he also won that suit, and the publication was ordered to stop publishing those stories. Unfortunately, Kato was killed about a few weeks after that ruling came down.
I remember that.
It does show that the Ugandan courts have been willing in the past to exercise some independence, even on a question as sensitive as this.
Is your sense that this law, this anti-homosexuality law, could be repealed?
The court did something very surprising today. They were originally scheduled to take up this matter in September, and then abruptly on Friday announced that they were going to hear the case this week. They got into court, and a lawyer for the government said that she wasn't ready and wanted some more time, and they took a short recess and came back and said, no, we're going to start right now. So certainly the court seems inclined to take action faster than most people assumed it would. I talked to a couple people in Uganda, and while nothing is certain, the opponents of the law seem to be encouraged by what happened today.
Are you getting a sense from other places in Africa where gay rights are also kind of in jeopardy, just symbolically, what revisiting this law in Uganda means for them?
It's an interesting question. I think the news is still too soon, but this is not the only lawsuit in Africa regarding LGBT rights right now. There was a ruling, I believe, last week from Kenya that a transgender activist group had brought suit because they'd been denied the opportunity to register their organization because the names of the petitioners, who were using female names, I believe, did not match their male birth names. And in that case, the Kenyan court said that no, in fact, that they did have the right to register. And that's a very encouraging sign for LGBT activists that the courts might still be a good avenue for protecting LGBT rights, even as the political system seems to be growing increasingly hostile.
Lester Fader, foreign correspondent with BuzzFeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.